Good evening, and welcome to Mass at the end of this beautiful day as we have this powerful gospel today where the centurion, a foreigner, somebody outside the Jewish race, comes to Jesus because he's heard about him. He wants Jesus to take care of his slave who is sick. The people say, he's a good man. Do this for him. Help him. He deserves this. Jesus goes with them. But then we have this scenario where the centurion says, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. I know who you are and I believe in you, but I'm not worthy to have you enter into my house. No matter how much I love my slave, and no matter how much I might want, and we can read between the lines, so I didn't consider myself worthy to come to you. And one of the few, if not the only, instance in the gospel where apparently Jesus is amazed, in awe at what is said back to him by this centurion. The centurion gives his position, his status in life. I'm a powerful man, he says. I say to one, go, and he goes. You, come here, and he comes. To my slave, do this. Oh, and he does it. I'm a powerful man. But I'm not worthy to have you under my roof. And Jesus says, nowhere in Israel have I found such faith. High praise indeed for the man who sought out Jesus, who sent the elders to him to ask for his help, and the Jesus who then goes to reply to his need. I want to just think for a moment about the words of the centurion. A few years ago, as we got used to the new translation of the Mass, when it came to that most sacred and holy moment before Holy Communion, we now have those same words of the centurion that we say every day at Mass. Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. At that precise moment, I hope that we recognize who we are as so minute and so insignificant, but how mighty and how powerful is God. That when we say to God, Lord, and looking at that sacred host, and I urge you to do that every time you come to Mass, as the priest raises that host, Lord, look at it and say, Lord, I'm not worthy. And what does Jesus say? I know. You're not worthy. But you need to be fed. You need to be nourished and sustained. You need to be in relationship with me, and I want to be in relationship with you. We gaze at that sacred host, and we utter those words from the depths of our being. And then we bow our heads and we prepare for what we're about to receive. Because then God says, come. Not because of who we are, but because of who he is. My dad, God rest his soul, used to always say as we were growing up to say, the act of contrition as you came to communion, as a reminder that, again, that what we are about to do is not because of who we are, but because of who God really and truly is. And yet we say those words, sadly, so flippantly and so easily. I sometimes wonder if we should not say them at all, because then we would be hungry for them. But if we don't mean those words with everything that we've got, everything that is within us, why are we saying them? Because it's that part of the Mass, because it's the right thing to do, or because we truly desire to be in relationship with God, knowing our own brokenness and woundedness and our sin and our vulnerability? We say it because, Lord, I am not worthy. But if you say the word, then I shall be healed. If you but give the word, my life will be complete. My life will be whole. Do I have that faith? You know, recently we've heard all these wonderful stories of people coming to Jesus with very simple faith. They didn't ask for much. But in asking for little, they got everything. And when in a few moments you and I say those words, gazing at Jesus, we get everything. We get Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as food for this night and for always. Let us come to the Lord with humility of heart. Tell him we're not worthy, but ask to be healed.